clients, family, and friends. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to be mindful of your time and where to spend it, and how to be efficient with everything in business and in your personal life. I'm Evan.
And I'm Alex. And we are A&E Marketing. So today, we're basically just going to talk about clients, family, friends, dealing with them, and how to have a good work-life balance. You're going to get pulled from each and every one of those in your life. And, you know, you want to be able to manage them properly. If not, you're going to just be stressed the fuck out. And I think let's start off with clients. Managing and dealing with clients. The first thing you need to know about dealing with clients is managing your availability. Don't make yourself available 24/7. That is the biggest mistake I made, and it is the biggest mistake you will make. I think everyone will agree, like, dealing with clients 24/7, you're just going to end up stressing yourself out.
Yeah, you're going to almost feel like you aren't good enough for them, because sometime they're going to come and ask you for something at 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, and if you've responded to them before in the past, at that time, you're going to feel pretty much like if you have to.
Yeah, like, for example, let's say they text you at, like, 8 o'clock at night and you reply, and now that you did that, they're going to be like, hey, okay, so I texted them at this time. That means that they're always available. I could always reach out to them at this time. Same thing with, like, weekends and things like that, holidays. So you definitely want to set boundaries from the get-go, have a set hours and operating hours that they can reach out to you. And
use kind of your time outside of the 9 to 5 hours that you're working. As if there's an emergency, go ahead and take it to go that above and beyond and really give them that value. If anything, maybe once a month, like, go ahead and do something where they ask you for something, hey, randomly in an email, and you see it, and then you can take care of it at that time, and you're not really going out of your way too much. Go ahead and get it done. But other than that, really keep your hours to 9 to 5. Keep that personal time to yourself. If they text you on the weekend or whatever, ignore it till Monday morning. Obviously, if it's an emergency and they'll cancel or whatever, if it's marketing related or that type of client, then go ahead and take care of it. But if it's something that you know is no big deal,
that can wait till the next
day.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. But don't lose sleep over it.
And I mean, we use like the 9 to 5 kind of time frame. But like if your work schedule, if you're the time frame where you're working, you're operating your business is like 8 to 4 or 8 to 2, whatever your hours that you are comfortable with are, relay that to them and tell them before this time and after this time, don't reach out to me. And if you do, I'll get back to you the next day or whenever.
And one of the reasons why this is important too, because after the hour of 5 o'clock, we catch ourselves a lot just working till 8, but uninterrupted hours of work, 3 solid hours where we can get a lot done, almost as much as we get done through the 8 hours throughout the whole day. So that's kind of key of having that time to yourself to just focus, because a lot of times client will call at any time. We don't have people right now in the right positions to manage the clients like that. So it's just us, me and Alex, but eventually we will. Another thing we're going to talk about is work time versus meeting time, kind of bouncing off those extra 3 hours. Yesterday,
yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, we were in a, it was yesterday, right? Yeah, we were in a meeting for almost 3 hours, and that took a lot of our time. That and the crazy thing is, we weren't in a meeting for 3 hours because we needed to be in a meeting for 3 hours. That could have been condensed, honestly, in an hour. And we relayed that to the person we had the meeting with afterwards, like, you know, moving forward, let's condense it, you know, this, you know, we could, you know, so we could be more efficient. But when you're in a meeting, you definitely want to be as efficient as possible, because typically when you're in a meeting, it's during your working hours, and that's going to take away from your time to do work.
Yeah, thankfully it was a Zoom meeting. I kind of checked out 30 minutes in. I was already multitasking, working on some other stuff, sending out emails, getting other stuff done, and Alex was too. But pretty much that's a big time chunk. We even had a super late lunch. It kind of threw off our whole day. So making sure that meetings are set to a fixed time and we don't pass that. And if anything, we'll get it done the next day or the next meeting. Hey, we got to do this after. This was a one-time case because it was for a big project that we're going to get started on. But other than that.
Yeah, if it wasn't a big project that we were kicking off on and collaborating with, I definitely would have been like, hey, look, like, we got to cut this.
Yep.
But the fact that it is a very big project, and it's gonna
benefit
us a lot, and we're going to reap a lot of fruit from it. I
mangoes,
you know, yeah. What money?
Sure. But yeah, so that's about it. I mean, expectations is another thing, but that's from the get-go. You want to make sure that they are aware of that.
Under promise, over deliver.
Always, yeah.
That's actually one of my favorite models in business, because the second you start guaranteeing people any kind of like for example, let's say you have a marketing company and you're telling this business owner, hey, I'm going to bring you this amount of money extra per month through our marketing services. The second you do not hit that mark, they're going to see you as a failure. So you never want to overpromise. You always want to underpromise and overdeliver. Set the expectations realistically. Obviously, you want to have aim high, but in your head and to yourself, aim high, and to whoever you're working with, set something realistic so you don't fall short of their expectations.
Yeah, and a good rule of thumb when communicating, try to keep everything by email or text. Email's a lot better though, obviously. And then if you have a phone call, 5 minutes or less, unless it's a meeting, obviously, but keep those phone calls 5 minutes or less, because next thing you know, you're there 30 minutes on the phone and you just went off on a tangent and forgot even what the main purpose of the phone call was.
Exactly.
So as far as clients and customers and dealing with that, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, next up we got family. And
yeah, this is a tough one because they love you more than anything unconditionally in the world. But a lot of times they don't believe in what you believe and what your goals are.
And it's not necessarily, this is my perspective, that maybe not necessarily they don't believe in you or in us or however the case may be, but it's more so they don't understand what it is that you're trying to do. Exactly. And since they don't, like, for example, when I first said I wanted to drop out and start a marketing company, everyone's like, what is that? And yeah, I had to explain to them, oh, well, how are you going to start a marketing company? And like, where'd you learn how to do this? Like, there's so many things that go into it. And, a lot of people aren't going to see that vision that you see. And sometimes it's the closest people to you. Not saying that that was the case with me, but I'm just saying, like, that happens a lot with people. And don't let it discourage you.
Stories, yeah. And either they support you or they don't. Don't try to convince them. Mm-hmm. One of the things I did, I just, seeing is believing. So everything, I just started paying for my own stuff. I moved out. I said, look, I can afford all this. Like, this is what my business has allowed me to conquer and do. And that's kind of like, here you go. Like, leave me alone. I pay for my phone. I pay for everything. I don't ever ask my parents for a dollar. And I know if I did ever ask them for a dollar, they would be more than happy to help me, because I have been the way I am with money. I've been self-efficient with my money and self-sufficient. There you go. So that's a good thing. And they see you growing up. And basically, they kind of, okay, he's doing well, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's taking the right steps in life. And yeah, I haven't finished my college yet. I'm doing it on the very, very slow path. I have prepaid, so that helps. There's no reason for me not to do it, basically. But yeah,
I know. And yeah, they're gonna see you growing up. They're gonna see you, taking those steps into, evolving into, we're always, as humans, we're always evolving. But we're evolving into our adulthood, essentially. I mean, I feel like, yeah, we're 24 years old, but we're still evolving into what it is to be an adult and have that career and have everything you need to know to have, to set your life up for whatever you want. In my case, to eventually have a family and have that solid foundation. So, your family will see you and they'll see you doing that and evolving and growing up, and, they'll be proud of you. But me personally, the way I see it and the way I feel on that is, even if your family doesn't support you, don't let it dictate how you feel. Don't let it discourage you.
Don't let it slow you down.
Yeah, like, you have to stay on track, stay on that train, and don't let anybody derail you. And I know a lot of people that, like, I had a friend and his parents were like, you either have to go to medical school or figure out life on your own. And it's, there's going to be people that's their way or the highway. And if you're stuck in a situation like that, or you have been, don't let it discourage you. Still follow your dreams, follow whatever you want to do, and don't let anybody take that from you. We only have one life. Live it the way you want to live it.
Yeah, seriously. And a lot of times too, like, managing my time with my family, I always like to, go to dinners and stuff and talk and catch up. I don't do it as often as I would like. I've been kind of distant lately, especially since COVID and we moved out. Like, I kind of got used to being distant because for their health and their safety. So, but that gave me a lot of time to focus on myself and just ask myself hard questions and read and really, like, do things I would have never done otherwise if I have the comfort of being around my family. So kind of being distant from your family at times allows you to grow, become the man or woman that you aspire to be.
Yeah, I definitely don't see my family as much as I used to at all. It's definitely more maybe like a weekly basis, like a once a week kind of thing. And obviously I would want to see them a lot more than that.
I think I went like 2-3 months and during COVID, like during the summer.
When you
like after summer. Seen them? The summer I saw them a lot, but after
I didn't really see them. I usually don't go more than a few weeks, but on average it's maybe like once a week that I'll see them, and obviously they want to see me more and I want to see them more, but you know, having responsibilities you have to sacrifice, and you know, it's something that obviously they understand, because at some point in their life they probably had to do the same thing, but you know, they just have to be understanding.
Yeah, and just know that obviously your parents aren't going to be around forever, for example, and do little things here and there that will make them like feel special, and like how I go work out in the gym, actually I try to go with my dad at least once a week, or go throw the football around, like do something like that where we can bond. And my mom, I'll go to the Keys with her and enjoy a nice dinner down there and stuff like that. So just, you know, be a good management of time, know where the value is and how to spend it. That's about it.
Pretty much. And that kind of ties into the next one, which is friends.
Yeah.
I think friends are, especially close friends, it's kind of the same thing. You know, growing up, when you don't have responsibilities, you're used to seeing your friends almost every day, if not every day.
Literally, yeah. Hanging out with them a lot. Video games.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you want to go to movies? Hey, you want to go to the bar? Hey, you want to do this, that?
And as you grow up, like, you start distancing yourself, and maybe, and when I say grow up, I mean like, you know, like you start going into your careers and that starts taking up more of your time, or let's say you're in school and you're studying a lot and that's taking up a lot of your time, and you know, you're gonna see them a lot less, and some friends will understand that and you won't need to tell them anything, but some friends, they're gonna feel like, hey, like you're distant, or yeah, like why are you like not hanging out with me anymore, this and that. And
your close friends will always know that you love them no matter what.
Exactly.
And they'll appreciate that. They'll give you your space. Them giving you your space is a reciprocation of their love towards you. So those are good friends you want to keep around. You don't want those like toxic friends that are always wanting more from you. Hey, you didn't hang out with me. Hey,
right,
this happened. Like I'll make meetings sometimes with friends after work, and I'll have to keep working because I got deadlines and I have stuff to do. And I'll tell them, hey, look, we can't hang out today. We can hang out tomorrow. And sometimes they go, no, bro, forget about it. And I'm like, okay, I mean, whatever. If you want to get hurt about that, it's fine. I got my own goals and places where I want to be in life. And it is what it is.
Yeah, like, look, I've lost a lot of friends from the moment I, you know, was in high school to the moment I graduated high school to
yeah,
now.
Circle, like, your circle shrinks.
Like I said earlier, we're always evolving, and some people either take longer to evolve or some people don't evolve at all. And, you know, the ones that do evolve and the ones that do understand are going to know that you can't be at their disposal 24/7, that, you know, you have your own life and you're trying to build it. And, you know, it can't be how it was when we were 16, 17 years old.
If you didn't get certain things out of your system at a younger age, it's really hard to do that as you get older. There's kind of no time for that, or it's not the time or the place.
There's some people that do, but obviously it hinders them in other aspects of their life. Like, I know people that, you know, I grew up around with that are my age, some of them are older, and they're still doing the same things we were doing at 16, 17 years old.
Yeah, you know? Which...
they haven't grown out of it. And look, I am no one to judge anybody, but it's just a fact.
Yeah, and it's, for me, it's simple. I just don't, as rough as it sounds, I don't associate with people like that. I always try to find people that are above and ahead of me, and I'm always kind of playing catch up to people like that, because eventually I catch up and I pass them, and then I got to find different people and different mentors and different businesses that I want to aspire to be like. So it's always, I like that competitive edge in life, and I like surrounding myself with my friends that are competitive as well. My closest friends know me. We don't play games. We have a lot of fun, obviously. We go out, we drink,
yeah,
we do
you
stuff
have to
like
have,
that.
You have to have a balance. We're not telling you to be boring and isolate yourself from your friends, but don't let that fun lifestyle that, you know, you had when you were younger affect your growth and your involvement in life. Yeah. Because once it starts affecting that, then that's a problem.
It's time management.
Yeah. It goes back to, you know, the whole topic, managing your time and finding a balance. Life is all about balance when it comes to with everything.
Everything.
And it doesn't change in business. It doesn't change with family or friends. If anything, it's more important with those.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. You just got to find a balance. Find your balance. Everyone's balance is different. My balance is different than yours. Your balance is different than the next person's.
Yeah, and an easy way to keep life in the balance, live in the moment.
Yeah, that's something I've you know, I started doing, I would say, more so like a year ago, just not worry too much about the future, not stress on the past,
no,
just
live
in the moment.
Enjoy what's going on right now. Everything happens for a reason, as weird as that sounds, and as vague as that sounds, but it really does.
Yeah, it's the truth.
You won't know the reason until maybe it clicks with you one day, maybe it doesn't, but there's a reason for everything, and by you accepting that, you can sleep better at night. By you letting things take the course, their natural course in life, and giving people space and doing certain things.
Yeah, just letting life flow. I think I've caught myself doing this before, and many people do it. Is you, in life, you try to force a lot of things to happen.
Of course, I wanted to grow up. I had crazy goals. I want to be a millionaire by 21. But that's a stupid goal. That's the dumbest thing I could have told myself. Didn't even put anything in place for me to be there or for me to make that even possible. Now I have goals that are even crazier, way more long-term, but they're not even goals. It's more so like short-term planning the right things and doing the right things to get to where I want to be, and I'm aware of where I want to be. That's really all it is. It's not really even a goal.
Exactly. So just, you know, stay on top of whatever it is you're trying to pursue. Find that balance to deal with.
Don't let people outside control your future. Take people's opinion, ask them questions, but don't let that dictate whatever your gut feeling tells you.
Look, and this is going to sound horrible, but I most of the time wipe my ass with people's opinions. It's not that I don't, you know, I won't hear someone's opinion on something and you know, take that into account, but a lot of people's opinions that I do get don't matter, and they don't help me.
Really, when I only pay attention to opinions is when somebody thinks like me, they're kind of like the older version of me or what I would want to be one day. And they kind of have like the same mindset and they grew up doing the same, like similar things. Obviously not like marketing or technology related, but they have like that same drive. And if I see it in somebody and they give me advice, hey, don't do this, hey, do that, I'll take it. And usually 9 times out of 10, them being older, wiser, and have experienced it before, their advice helps. Sometimes they don't understand what's going on when you ask people for advice. I don't really ask my friends for advice. In that sense, I'll give my friends a lot of advice because I think of things like I remove myself from being their friend.
Exactly. Like you put yourself in a non-biased position and you just tell them what they need to hear, not what
they
want to hear.
Yeah, my buddy asked me the other day, hey, should I quit my job? And I'm like, yeah, you should, because he told me all these other things he has to focus on and how you can make money off of and yada yada. And I was like, bro, go for it. I got your back. We're going to make money together. We're going to go places further than this job could ever take you. Let's do it. So he hasn't done it yet. He's contemplating it. But what I told him made sense. And I even threw in that we can go on a road trip at the end of the year.
That's all. Oh, and you know what's another? This you'll see a lot. And you may not see it sometimes because, you know, you're friends with this person or you're family with this person. And you just could be blinded to it. But be cautious of envious people in this world. There's going to be a lot of people that are envious, and they'll, you know, be envious straight to your face. They'll kind of be, or they'll be envious like in a sneaky way. But there's a lot of envious
people. And envious
people.
About a bunch of different things about you. Not just because you have money, not just because you, and maybe even envious about you, how you handle certain situations or you do certain things. Right. But ignore that. There's no haters. It's all love. Just don't let anything get to you.
No one that's in a better position than you will ever be jealous or envious of you. And keep that in mind. If they're jealous or envious of you, it's for a reason.
Yeah, and a hater is only a hater if you accept them to be a hater. So you don't even give them that value. Don't even, like, don't let them even bother you or whatever.
Yeah,
just keep moving on with whatever you're...
Pay no mind to it and just keep moving forward, you know? Always, always going straight, always going up, never backward, never
Yeah, the
never
second
down.
You stop, you're going backwards. I learned that the hard way.
So that's pretty much it. Covers... this episode. Next episode, we're going to be talking about social media's blessings and curses. So
yeah,
look out for that.
I freaking hate social media.
I love it. I also hate it, but I love it.
Nah, dude, it's horrible. We'll talk about it though next episode.
Yeah, well, stay tuned for that. That's going to be dropping Tuesday. I believe Tuesday, that's June 20.
Tuesday, we're going to have to do a separate recording or something. We're going to have to figure that out because I'm going to be in Bimini.
That is right. You are going to be in Bimini. Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll find a way
fun.
To...
You'll hear the waves crashing in the background, hopefully.
That's fine.
But
yeah, until next time, guys, don't forget to like this podcast, leave us 5 stars, share with
your
friends.
Well, don't leave us 5 stars if you feel like we got 5 stars, but we appreciate the 5 stars.
What he said.
Yeah, you know what? Right. I'm trying to keep it real. Take care. Boop, boop, boop.